It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver, along with Jeff Vaughn tonight, as Jeff Hobbs not able to make the broadcast this evening. And I know you'll do an outstanding job because he trained you.
Yeah, he did. Jeff worked with him quite a bit on Fort Recovery Radio, and I'm glad to be here, Rob.
I want to wish the Indians good luck in tonight's game with Franklin Monroe, as the family dentistry office of Dr. Tom Banna, as always, wishes the Indians good luck. And, of course, Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz. Good luck to the Indians from the family dentistry office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Well, we've had a good weekend so far. The varsity wins last night, and the girls win today, and JV wins this evening. We'll go down all that at halftime of our broadcast here as we're about set to start. And here we go. The tap goes to the Indians of Fort Recovery, and we're underway. Speedy Shane with the basketball. He'll pass over on the left side to Chase Bruns. Now a behind-the-back play, an alley-oop, and Darian Sheffer puts it up and in. Wow.
Nice start for the Indians. A little lob play for Darian. He finishes it for two at the rim.
Has he done that many times this year?
Yeah, Darian's an athletic kid. He just knocks it out of bounds there off FM, kid. So good start for the Indians, Rob.
Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cal Pharmacy with their locations in Fort Recovery. They are also in nearby Versailles and Arcanum, and also over in Union City and Bern in Indiana. Cal Pharmacy, proud to be serving the Fort Recovery area with the finest in pharmaceutical needs. Here's a shot from the left side. It's up. No good. Rebound comes to Darian Sheffer. Over to Micaiah Cox. He'll put it up. No good. And there's going to be a foul called on Franklin Monroe.
Hey, guards. Three guards.
First shot there for Fort Recovery was taken by Wes Winning.
Nice look there by Wes. About a 5-foot jump shot on the left baseline.
Right here where JJ the Diamond.
At the free throw line will be Micaiah Cox. He puts it up and, a little bit off to the right side. No good. The Indians lead 2-0 on Sheffer's basket behind the defense there a moment ago. Little alley-oop play. Here's the next free throw by Micaiah. He puts it up and it is no good again. Micaiah, we're going to have to put him in the corner.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Franklin Monroe with the basketball. They're 3-5 coming in. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. They come off a loss last night to Mississinawall.
Shots fired up from the top of the key is no good. Rebounds battled for. It comes right under our broadcast location. Missing that shot was Bradley Hessler for Franklin Monroe. I believe that's
Brady Hessler.
Oh, Brady.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Brady. I'm sorry. Recovery with the ball. There's Chase Bruns out front to Speedy. Over to Chase on the right. He'll dump it inside to Micaiah. Over on the left, Sheffer open from three, and he gets it. Darian having a great game tonight.
Great start by Darian, making things happen defensively and on the offensive end.
5-0 out in front here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Fort Recovery over Franklin Monroe. This is the first time I've ever done a boys' game in their new gym. We were here last year for the girls' game.
Yeah, beautiful facility.
There's a shot up and in on the play. That's Ethan Conley scoring for Franklin Monroe.
Nice-looking freshman there, Rob. He's a transfer from Northmont.
Wow, he is nice-looking.
Darian, another three.
Darian can't believe it himself. He hits a three-pointer again for the second time tonight, and he is red hot. Franklin Monroe's going to have to make an adjustment on him. Here's Micaiah Cox knocking the ball loose, but the Jets get it back. Shot's no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Wes Winning got the board over to Sheffer. Right side pass to Chase Bruns. Bruns will fire from three, and he gets it. What a terrific start for Fort Recovery. It's 11-2.
What a way to start the game. You know, three-point buckets and an easy alley-oop, and we're up 11-2 already. So, quick timeout by FM.
We'll be back in a moment here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Indians rolling tonight.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we care about more than just your health. We care about you. When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not, standing in line waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose your locally owned, independent Kalp Pharmacy, you will get the level of service you're looking for. We'll explain your medications and can even deliver them to your home. So call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and let us fill your prescriptions. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I was extremely impressed with the junior varsity tonight, Jeff. I thought they just played outstanding.
Yeah, they had a really good second half, played really aggressive and physical, and a good win for them tonight.
And they had to play physical or they would have been behind the eight ball. Here's a foul inside on the Indians, West winning.
Yeah, that JV game got a little chippy about midway through the second quarter, and Indians did a nice job responding and winning that game.
Is there a hatred between these two schools?
I don't know. There was a little play down there early in the game, and it got all of them a little fired up.
There's a shot right side. It's up and good. A three-pointer for Franklin Monroe. On that one was Brady Hessler. Makes it now 11-5 as the Jets get back to within 6 points. Inside to Micaiah Cox on the left to Darian Sheffer. Sheffer looking, passing back outside to Speedy Shane, Brandon. Brandon will pass on the right to Chase Bruns. Into Micaiah, back out to Speedy. He'll fire. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Franklin Monroe, and it's loose, though, but they get it. Here come the Jets with the basketball. Oh, stolen away by Speedy. He's going to lay it in. It's good. And he's fouled, as you say.
Nice heads-up play of Speedy there. Zach Heyer tries to go behind the back, and Petey picks his pocket.
Hey, if you need handicap medical equipment, you know where to go. The Cal Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They've got it all. If you need handicap medical equipment, see them in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Chase Bruns will go out. Who came in there?
We had Matt Benn come in, and Caleb Martin, I believe, came in and replaced Wes Wenning.
Of course, Caleb was the star quarterback on the Fort Recovery football team. Brandon Shane just off the mark on his free throw.
Just off. That's being very, very nice. Three-pointer rattles in for McGlinch, number two.
Cade McGlinch puts it in. There's an inside pass for Fort Recovery. Got away, and Franklin Monroe comes up with the ball on the Indian turnover. Back outside it goes. Three-point shot is no good off the mark. Rebound. Caleb Martin is missing that shot. Was Zach Heyer, number 22. I think he came in off the bench, didn't he? Or was he in there?
Zach Heyer started the game for the Indians.
First time he's touched the ball then.
It was.
Here's Micaiah Cox inside. He puts it up and in as he shoots over the top of the Franklin Monroe defense. Makes it 15-8 now. Indians on top by seven. A quick start tonight. They had a quick start last night and just buried Parkway in the first quarter last night.
Yeah, they did. And here's another steal by Speedy Shane. He's going to go all the way to the hole and lays. He missed the layup.
Missed the layup. Rebound comes down to Zach Heyer. And if you need your mic control, it's right here. Number three. Just for your information. Franklin Monroe lost the ball there. The Indians have it back. Caleb Martin into Speedy. Brandon Shane will bring it up across the timeline. Brandon wears number three. Dumps it into Micaiah Cox.
Nice
wide
pine.
Open. Caleb Martin inside.
Nice pass by Micaiah there to Caleb for the easy two.
Makes it 17-8 now. A 9-point lead for Fort Recovery. Franklin Monroe with the basketball. Only thing I'm disappointed about this new gym, I heard they used to have an actual jet airplane that they would run down the ceiling at the start of the games years ago, and there's no jet here anymore.
No, there's not. A pretty cool mural, though, on the wall there.
Yeah. Shot's no good. Rebound, Darian Sheffer. Franklin Monroe missed that one. Right side, there's Ben.
Another three by the Indians. They got four so far in this first quarter.
My, oh my. 20-8. Fort Recovery, a fast start, leading Franklin Monroe's Jets. There's the ball to number 20, Ethan Conley. Again, a nice-looking freshman. On the left side, it goes to Kyle Ressler. Ressler will pass back out front between the circles. There's a shot. Oh. That's no good by
Zach Monroe, I believe.
Yeah, they had me confused a minute. They've got Nestor on the back of their jerseys, but that's because of the young
accident.
Man he was.
Yeah, they had a couple brothers and sisters that were killed in a tragic car accident a week before Christmas. And terrible thing.
Yeah, it was. They've had some bad luck here the last couple of years.
Yeah, they have.
A lot of deaths in the school community here. 20-8, Indians have the basketball. Matt Benn with it. He will dribble and fire to the right side. It's Jason Reisner who is in the game now. There's Caleb Martin at the free throw line. Dodges his defender, puts it up no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Heyer of Franklin Monroe. Heyer will pass back out front to Landon Peters. Over on the right side it goes, back out front. Franklin Monroe has the ball tipped away by Darian Sheffer, but they got it back. And back out front, it goes to Brady Hessler. There's a shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Indians.
Darian Sheffer getting right on the spot.
Boy, he is just all over the place. On the left, Jason Reisner goes inside to Martin. Back out to Darian. Fires a three. It's short this time. Saved by Ben, though, but into the hands of Kyle Ressler of Franklin Monroe. Right side it goes. There's a shot from 17. It's no good by Brady Hessler. Rebound for recovery. There's a shot by Sheffer. Oh, almost went, but falls back just a little short. And it's Franklin Monroe with the rebound. 45 seconds to go here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Ressler with the ball on the left side. He lost it out of bounds, and they say he was the last one to touch it, so the Indians have it back. Chase Bruns will report back in for the Indians.
You're going to get Darian a blow here. Yeah, I talked to Darian before the game. He's a big Steelers fan. I'm a Bengals fan. He told me he was jacked for both games. I said, well, I hope you lose one of them.
On the left, Jason Reisner. Back out front it goes to Matt Benn. Chase Bruns on the right. Back out to Benn. He'll dump it inside to Wes Winning. Winning turns, fires. Oh, off the back of the rim, no good.
Nice move there by Wesley.
Rebound comes to Franklin Monroe, and Ressler has it, Kyle Ressler. He'll bring it across the timeline. Indians won the JV game tonight. Here's a steal by Matt Benn. He comes down and lays it in.
Nice play there by Matt, just picking the pocket of number one there and taking in for a layup.
Long three-point shot is no good at the buzzer there by Zach Heyer. And the score at the end of one, Fort Recovery 22 and Franklin Monroe 8. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We do remind you that Calp Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. And ask them if that's the right program for you. It's a great program, their weekly prescription program with home delivery of your prescriptions. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Now is the time to set up your lawn care program with Nature's Green Nursery. Early season pre-emergent applications are very important to prevent crabgrass and control weeds. A complete season-long approach from Nature's Green Nursery will make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. I'm Steve Stone, and when it comes to your lawn and landscape and its care, I assure you that Nature's Green Nursery offers the best. Call call Nature's Green Nursery at 419-375-2322 today for a free estimate on your lawn care plan and a prepaid discount.
And it sounds like the old man winter is finally going to come tomorrow with some blowing snow expected, but not much.
Yeah, I heard there was a chance. We're going to Butler game tomorrow night, so I hope it don't get too bad.
I don't think so, and especially down that way. They were saying rain in Indy tomorrow afternoon. So inside, Franklin Monroe has the ball to start the second quarter here. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. See them on State Route 49 at the south edge of the village. Over on the right side.
Another turnover. Matt Benn with the steal.
Cade McGlinch in there now for Franklin Monroe. Brady Shane with it on the right. He'll go to the hoop.
Deep nice
off to Micaiah Cox, and he lays it in.
Great penetration by Speedy there and finding Micaiah on the left block for an easy two.
You know, that kind of play doesn't just happen. That comes from these kids playing each other, playing as a unit with each other for several years and getting the right coaching.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they got it on the same page and very unselfish and Speedy.
24-8, Indians on top. Here's a shot by Higher, no good. Rebound, Franklin Monroe. It's blocked by Micaiah Cox, and on the end line, they say last touch by Franklin Monroe. So the Indians have it again.
Looks like Landon Peters is in the game for FM. I'm thinking he came in near the end of the quarter, number 12.
Brandon Shane comes down, Speedy, over to Wes Winning on the right, and they're going to call a foul on Franklin Monroe.
Yeah, definitely a little body action there, and Indians are going to take it out underneath their bucket.
Austin Brown committing the foul. Here we go with the inbounds pass. There's Micaiah Cox, and he gets the ball right in the lane and hits the little five-footer to make it 26-8.
Nice, easy finish there from Micaiah. He's got 6 points on the night.
Don't forget, for New Holland Farm Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, plus a lot more. Right side jumper for Franklin Monroe is no good. Rebound Higher. He puts it back up and in. Zach Higher getting the rebound basket. And that makes it 26-10. Indians lead by 16 here in the second quarter. Speedy
nice.
Goes all the way down. A collision, no call. He passes off to Micaiah, and he lays it in.
Nice penetration by Speedy again, and finding Micaiah at the easy bucket.
Down comes Franklin Monroe, and they're going to call Matt Benn for reaching in. Here comes Darian Sheffer and Caleb Martin back in. Matt Benn will leave. Also, Micaiah's going to take a rest. No. Who else went out?
Wes Winning went out. We also have number 15 into the game. That's going to be a Hessler boy.
Parker Hessler. Obviously, the brother.
Double dribble.
No call, but Fort Recovery steals it anyway. Caleb Martin, the chase, Bruns.
Lays it in.
Chase Bruns right down the middle, makes it 30-10. Indians lead by 20 here, having their way tonight, playing great basketball. Well, it's been a wonderful year, really, for Fort Recovery basketball. What a difference from last year to this year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the guys definitely have stepped up, you know, grown up a little bit and playing well together. It really helped also having a good football season. I think it translated right into the hardwood.
Yep, sure did. Landon Peters just scored for Franklin Monroe right down the middle, and he was fouled on the play. They're going to call the foul on Brandon Speedy Shane. And so there'll be a free throw coming here for Landon Peters. Bounces the ball and puts it up, and he got it. 30-13, Indians lead by a whopping 17 points with 5:16 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. I'm Rob Weaver with Jeff Vaughn. And we've got traveling called on the Indians.
Yeah, I think Micaiah shuffled his feet there and turnover by the Indians.
Crystal Lee is our studio producer. We're here at Franklin Monroe High School. We really want to thank Franklin Monroe for their help in arranging for our broadcast location tonight. Appreciate it. Here's a ball thrown away by Franklin Monroe as
Good hands by Coach Guggenbiller there.
Yeah. Brady Hessler tried to pass that one off, I think, to Heyer, and he threw it over his head and into the hands of Chris Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. Right side, Chase Bruns. Bruns will pass on the left. Wide open, Shepherd, three-pointer. Yes, wow. Sir.
Darian's shooting the ball exceptionally well. Shot well last night as well.
Has 11 points now on the night. And here's Franklin Monroe losing it. Shepherd steals it. He's going to miss the shot. Rebound, Bruns. He misses the shot. Rebound, saved to Micaiah Cox. He'll miss the shot. Rebound, Caleb Martin. And a foul is going to be called on Franklin Monroe. Finally call that foul on that was kind of some of the JV actions carrying over there. Brady Hessler gets called for the foul.
Got about three offensive rebounds. Indians going hard to the glass there.
Here comes the inbounds pass from Brady to Darian Shepherd. Three-point shot. He missed that one a little bit long. He thought he had it.
Another great hustle by Speedy.
Yep, Speedy's chased down the offensive rebound. Here's Chase Bruns on a three. He misses from the corner. And there should be an offensive foul.
They're going to call that on Darian, I believe.
Should have been an elbow foul on Landon Peters. He used his elbow to knock Darian down. Now the officials are talking about it now. Maybe
I don't know.
They might reverse the call here. Because the one official would have called it the other way.
Yep, they did. They called it on FM, and that's probably the right call. Nice work here with the two officials getting together there.
Okay. Yep, they did call it on Landon Peters, and that's the way I saw it.
Yeah, I did too, Rob. I thought the kid definitely threw his elbow at Darian, and I thought it was the right call.
Troy Myers is the coach, by the way, of Franklin Monroe. You know anything about Troy?
Yeah, he's been here probably about 4 years. I know he replaced a real good coach in Marcus Bixler, and who's over at Arcanum now.
There's a pass inside to Micaiah Cox, and he lays it in. A little short little two-foot shot, 35-13. Indians are on top, and there's a timeout. Timeout, Franklin Monroe. We're in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. We'll be back. I'm Rob Weaver with Jeff Vaughn. Crystal Lee is our studio producer back in Portland. Also want to welcome our listeners on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight as well. We'll be back in a moment.
Folks, people come from all around the world to get knowledge on how to raise livestock at Cooper Farms. Sir, where are you from?
Chinese, I raise piggy.
I am from Spain. Si, senor, I raise chicken. See, Seasonor?
Yes, I see. Farmers, thank you for supplying corn to Cooper Farms. As you can see, it is partly how the world gets fed. Call us at 1-800-637-7161 for the latest corn bids. That is 1-800-637-7161. See?
Well, one thing about this game, both teams are playing really intense and hard, and that's great basketball in my mind.
Yeah, for a Saturday night after both of them had big league games last night, definitely, you know, both teams playing hard tonight. And so far, the Indians definitely playing a little bit better. A lot more weapons.
You guys beat a really fine Upper Scioto Valley team today.
Yeah, great win today for the ladies. We beat a 10-1 team that had two 20-plus point scores, so it's a great win for us.
Absolutely. Had a wonderful second quarter to kind of put that game away.
Yeah, we started out slow, got a 10-point lead, and came out in the third quarter and actually let them get it within two, and coach called a timeout, a little disappointed with us turning the light switch on and off, and ladies turned it back on and closed out the game, winning by like 12 or 14. So great win. Got a big one this week coming up with Versailles.
Franklin Monroe with the basketball. Yep.
I think they're doing that game.
They've kind of rebounded a little bit, haven't they?
Yeah, a little bit. They started out. Yeah, they have a lot of new girls on their team. Backdoor cut thrown off the wall there.
Yep, Heyer threw it away, and so that's another turnover for the Jets. And that will give the Indians the ball back, leading 35-13 here. 22-point lead. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it is. And Indians made it started with threes, and here goes another one by Darian Shepherd.
He hits another three from the corner. He's got 14 tonight.
I'll tell you what, Rob, when Darian makes that shot, we're pretty dangerous because that's not really his specialty, and he's been shooting it real well lately. And then he steals it again going the other way.
Darian stole the ball away, passes in the middle
nice
of the box
ball
to Speedy
movement.
Shane. Misses the layup. Speedy couldn't get it to go down. Rebound Franklin Monroe. Tough one there.
Yeah, especially real unselfish basketball because Micaiah passed up a layup to give it to Speedy and turnover back the Indians' way.
Caleb Martin just created a turnover. Now Caleb gets a basket at the other end, and he's fouled on the play. Caleb Martin. Nice. Well, he deserved that because he's the one that created the turnover a moment ago.
Yeah, no doubt. And Speedy just kind of left his feet and flicked it. And, Marty was a man on the spot.
Wes Winning reports back in for the Indians. JJ. 40-13 is the score. And here goes Mr. Martin making it 41-13.
Caleb's got five on the night.
And Franklin Monroe, as the Indians continue to press here. And Franklin Monroe has not really had too bad of a task at the pressing, but there's Caleb Martin reaching in and knocking the ball loose. And the Jets still come out with it now.
And more bodies on the floor. Wow. About three different scrums there, Rob, and it goes out of bounds on Franklin Monroe. Going to be the Indians' ball.
Chase Bruns will toss it in. That ball was all over the place and bodies all over the place.
Be ready here, Rob. We're going to be running a lob play, Syracuse play here for Darian.
All right, there it is.
And we throw it off the corner of the backboard, but get a break. Foul on Franklin Monroe.
Speedy had that timing off a little bit there. Misjudged the pass.
Yeah.
But
fortunate for us, they call foul number 12 for Franklin Monroe. We're going to be shooting 1-on-1. Troy Myers is complaining that it hit the backboard, but still he got underneath Darian and shoved him out of bounds.
So Darian Sheffer at the line. 1-on-1 opportunity. He will put it up there. He's already got 14 tonight. There is number, he missed it. And there's a foul on Darian reaching in.
Yep, Darian has reached in there, and they're going to call a foul.
Fort Recovery fans love it. They think Darian's been getting away with, I think they think the
actually,
Indians,
Rob, they probably should throw him out of the game. Look at his socks. He's got Steelers socks on.
Yeah, they probably should. Franklin Monroe just double dribbled. They didn't call it. Bring it across the timeline, and there's the ball knocked away by Wes Winning. Matt Benn picks it up. He had it knocked away. Down comes Franklin Monroe. They've got 4-on-2 at no good. Rebounds battle around. And the ball stripped away, and they say the Indians knocked it away. And now there's a foul called.
Oh.
On Franklin Monroe, I think.
Yeah, no doubt. I think a little frustration on that part.
That was called on Ethan Conley, the freshman. Nope.
I don't know what they thought they said number two.
Well, they called it on Fort Recovery, apparently. Now, wait a minute.
No, they're...
You were right.
Yeah, I think they called it on number 20.
Yeah,
I think it was a little frustration. He thought he got fouled, and he shoved West, that it looked like.
They started to give the ball out of bounds to Franklin Monroe, so I wasn't sure what they were doing.
I'm assuming that's probably a player-controlled foul. It probably should be out of bounds for the Indians here, I believe.
Well, while they discuss it, we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. The holidays have flown by for us, and now we are ready to get back to some regular schedules. We are starting this year off with some great deals to help everyone's budget. Stop by to check out our Markdown Madness. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, they decided it was a dead ball foul, and so they're going to give Speedy 1-1 here instead of an offensive player control foul.
Break for the Indians.
Speedy puts it up, and he got it.
First one up and good.
Brandon has 3 points tonight. I tell you, I think, you know, both basketball teams, boys and girls, have a chance to do something in the tournament this year. Free throw's no good, and rebound comes to Franklin Monroe.
Yeah, I think there is a good opportunity for both of them this year.
Right side shot is no good. Rebound's knocked around. Wes Winning comes down with the ball. Here comes Speedy. He'll pass on the right. And back on the left, it goes in the corner. Here's Matt Benn on the right wing, back outside to Speedy. With the ball there is Tanner Cook, who's in the game now.
Tanner go low, that's out with West.
Tanner on the left side. There's West Winning inside. He puts it up, and he got it.
Nice roll there.
44-13. As the Fort Recovery Indians are leading here, 44-13 in the second quarter. And it's a foul on the Indians.
Yeah, the FM faithful standing up and cheering because they haven't got too many calls in their opinion.
57 seconds to go on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. You know, service is a very important part of their name. They are proud of their service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service for all of your service needs. Second free throw's good.
There's been a lot of bodies on the floor tonight, hasn't there, Rob?
Well, I tell you, it has been a JV game and carrying over into the varsity game here. 44-14, Indians on top by 30 big ones tonight. Matt Benn out front to Speedy Shane. Inside, there's Wes Winning, and he is going to be fouled. He'll be at the line.
Nice post entry there, and Wes goes up with it and takes a hit and going to foul line here.
I think that pass came from Jason Reisner, did it? Or
I believe it did come from Jason.
It was a free throw by Wes, and he hits it. Very fine young man as well, besides being a pretty good athlete, Wes Winning.
Yeah, he's a good kid, no doubt about it.
Puts it up, and it's no good this time. 45-14. Indians with the lead. Franklin Monroe with the ball. Down on the left side it goes. Back outside. There's Kyle Ressler. He'll pass in the corner. And going the baseline, there's a foul on Matt Benn, I think.
Matt or Speedy, I'm not sure who they're going to get this one on. You're right, Matt.
Yep, they got it on Matt Benn as Cade McGlinch. McGlinch was fouled, and he'll be at the free throw line. So here comes the free throw up, and good. He'll have one more. Cade McGlinch. He is a junior, 5'10 junior for Franklin Monroe. And he puts that one up and in. Makes it 45-16 now with 25 seconds to go. Indians will apparently play for the last shot. Speedy Shane with it. He'll pass on the left. There's Jason Reisner. Back out to Speedy. Over on the right to Matt Benn. Down to 12 seconds now. Wes Winning inside. He'll feed it off, and it's loose and stolen by Franklin Monroe. Here's Conley. Blocked shot. Ball's loose. Picked up. And
that's
good.
Good, I believe.
By Kyle Ressler. Yep, it will count. Nice rebound by Ressler.
Yeah, he found the ball and just threw it up at the buzzer. Indians with a big lead and control here.
45-18, Fort Recovery, a great first half of play. I'm going to go out and buy the athletic department a printer.
I know that it's, I don't know what the deal is. They got a new printer tonight, and they said they can't get it working, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Hey, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Really appreciate it. Again, don't forget, they've got those Simplicity snow blowers. You know it's going to snow before this winter's over. And get your Simplicity snow blower at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming up in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixes are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs. Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. Tractor or self-contained hydraulics provide smooth operation and maximum power. A large oil reservoir dissipates heat, decreasing fluid temperature to maximize tractor horsepower. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Art's Way. For more information, see K&L Tractor today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So visit Kalp Pharmacy locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy. Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the home of the Jets, Franklin Monroe High School, I'm Rob Weaver with Jeff Vaughn. Crystal Lee's our studio producer. We welcome all of our listeners tonight, those on WPGW Radio, on WPGWRadio.com, and our friends on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight as well. Any Jay County fans listening in, we might mention Jay County traveled down to Frankfort, Kentucky today in an invitational, and they were defeated by Randall Cooper High School, 45-37 was the final score. The Patriots kind of got behind by about 10 at halftime and got back to within three, but then couldn't get their free throws at the end. Again, 45-37. Cooper High School beats Jay County down at Frankfort, Kentucky today. Obviously, I did not go to that game.
I saw Mr. Schatz from Commercial Review is down there, and I was wondering what kind of tournament or whatever they were playing in. So.
Yeah, so some type of Indiana-Kentucky type challenge. So.
Okay.
All right, tonight, the B game. Hey, a nice win.
Yeah, Fort Recovery JV, they win 53-47 for the JV team. Ethan Shane had 2 points. Travis Sealer, 2 points. Cade Wendell had 12 points. Big fourth quarter for him, knocking down free throws to seal the deal. Ryan Braun had 12 points. Peyton Judy, the freshman, had a real nice game tonight. He had 15, and Reese Rogers had 10 for the Indians. So, you know, the JV team got down early. I think they might have been down at halftime and came back and played real well the second quarter to get a big win tonight on the road.
See if we can get the varsity stats in a moment right after this.
Now is the time to set up your lawn care program with Nature's Green Nursery. Early season pre-emergent applications are very important to prevent crabgrass and control weeds. A complete season-long approach from Nature's Green Nursery will make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. I'm Steve Stone, and when it comes to your lawn and landscape and its care, I assure you that Nature's Green Nursery offers the best. Call Nature's Green Nursery at 419-375-2322 today for a free estimate on your lawn care plan and a prepaid discount.
Indians leading here at halftime, 45-18. A very impressive first half of play. And looking at the stats, our shooting outstanding, 58% in that first half.
Wow. Yeah, wow. And the big one is 6 of 11 from 3, and that's not our biggest strong suit. And shot 55% from 3, and turnovers huge too there, Rob. Frank Monroe has 18, and we have 4. So the other impressive stat I see there, we have 13 assists on 18 field goals. So right there showing we're sharing the wealth, you know.
Absolutely. Leading the Indians at halftime, Darian Sheffer, who started the game like a house of fire with 14 points, hitting on 5 of 9 of his field goal attempts, including 4 of 7 for Darian. And some of those were pretty well guarded. He did have some open shots, but 14 points for Darian in the first half. 10 points for Micaiah Cox, also chipping in with 5 apiece. We had Chase Bruns, as well as Kayla Martin and Matt Benn. And then chipping in with 3 points, we had Brandon Shane and also Wes Winning with 3 points in the first half. Franklin Monroe, they're being led by McGlinch with 5 points. That is Cade McGlinch, who had 5 points in the contest. And the rest of them down to 3, so they don't have anybody in double figures at all yet.
Yeah, pretty limited right now. They have 6 field goals and shot 29%, and a lot of the Indians' pressure did that.
Absolutely. Those are the halftime stats for the... Again, free throws, too. I want to mention those. We didn't have many.
3 of 9, actually. Not real good.
Yeah, we were awful. That's been our one negative tonight.
How do you shoot 55 from 3 and 33% from 15-footer wide open? We'll never know, but we are.
We asked that question once in a while.
Yeah, that seems to be something that's a glaring theme this year with teams.
Hey, let's look at your games today, Jeff. Boy, great effort by Fort Recovery.
Yeah, great job tonight. You know, and I think we were led with Kendra Seifert, had 16 points. You know, we started out 17-13, we got down, and then we went at a real nice second quarter where we went on a 21-7 there, and, you know, pretty consistent the rest of the time. Coming at halftime, you know, we're up 10 points, and we come out third quarter a little slow again, and they cut it to actually 2 points, and Coach Patch switched to a 3-2 zone, and we haven't played much zone this year, and it really slowed them down. We weren't doing a real good job stopping the drive, but once we went to a zone, it kind of slowed them down. They stopped attack, and as you see there, they got a really nice player, number 25, Emily Pat, and she had 20 points, averaging about 25,000-point scorer already as a junior. So we did a really nice job. The girls worked hard, and, you know, when our light's on, we're pretty good, and it's when we have those breakdowns is when we're not that good.
Final again was 60-48, Indians winning by 12. Kendra Seifert led the way with 16. Jossie Kaiser had 10 points, 9 points for Kaya Wendell. A very nice game for Kaya.
I'll tell you what, Kaya played real well defensively and offensively, and it's really great to see because she's not the most confident girl at times, and she made another 3 today, and this year she hasn't missed. She's 3 for 3, even though she hadn't shot many, but she's a kid that won't take a whole lot of them, but she's capable. I know Grace didn't play as well as she has, but to be honest, Rob, I know you weren't there, but she was relentless. When we needed play, she got rebounds, and that's what Grace does, even though she didn't shoot it as well as she has been. Got in some foul trouble. You know, so overall, all the girls did well. You know, Whitney Well played well down the stretch, and it was real nice to see Jossie Kaiser get some confidence and score because she's been in a little funk here lately, and it was nice to see her get going, made 2 threes actually in the game.
Yeah, Whitney Will actually ended up with 8. Again, Grace 10 with 9, also, as well as Kaya Wendell. Then we, in the other scoring here, we had we dropped down to 6 points for Carly Stone. And
Michaela Post had 2. She had a big bucket right at the end of the third quarter, a tip-in at the buzzer to build our lead. So it was a great win for us. They're a good team. They're 10-1. I'm probably going to be one of the teams in Division Four, and that's kind of why we got them on our schedule, because we thought we might play them in tournament, and then we bump up to three. So,
so they're ten and two now. Then.
They're 10-2 right
and
now.
And you guys are also 10-2, aren't you?
That is correct. Our losses are Jay County and Wapak.
In the JV game today, it was an Indian win, 36-19. Leading the way for the Indian reserve team was Hannah Kanapke, who had Chloe Metzger, who usually leads us with 17. Then Hannah Kanapke had 11. 4 points for Brooke Garkey and 2 points apiece for Claire Metzger and also for Aaliyah Jenkins.
Yeah, and I think Coach Hubbard said that was his fourth win, and he's proud of that. And I know played real well. They got out to a 17-1 start, which was real helpful for them.
We'll be back with the start of the second half. Indians leading 45-18 over Franklin Monroe.
Hey, Joe. What's in the box?
The boat motor that I borrowed from you last year.
What is this? It's all in pieces. Here's the propeller. Here's part of the carburetor. And here's the rope.
Yeah, I did have a little accident with it, but I brought the pieces back.
Well, Joe, you did remember one golden rule. If you borrow it, return it. But you forgot, if you break it, repair it. Folks, let's make our community a better place by respecting others and their property. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Yeah, Wes Winning starts us off on a positive note by hitting a short little shot to make it 47-18. And now Winning gets a rebound of a Franklin Monroe miss. Right side to Chase Bruns. He'll dump it in to Micaiah Cox. Turns, fires. Oh, rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound Franklin Monroe.
Nice little move by Micaiah. Went to his opposite shoulder than he normally does and just didn't get the roll.
Over on the right side is Cade McGlinch. Now back on the left it goes to Wrestler, Kyle Wrestler. Back to McGlinch, top of the key. He'll pass over to Ethan Conley. Right side, three-point shots. No good off the mark and out of bounds. Ooh, I think they got a break on that one. I think that actually went off of Cade McGlinch, but we'll give him a break.
Yeah, it's a close one there. Micaiah definitely tipped it, but I don't know if it was tipped again afterwards.
So Franklin Monroe gets the inbounds pass. They're going to call a foul on Micaiah Cox. He's going over the top of Ethan Conley there.
Yeah, that's one that, you know, Mike's just got to move his feet and get around on there.
Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Shot from the right side. 3-point shot's no good. It goes out of bounds off of the Indians, as missing that shot was Brady Hessler. I heard you guys talking last night that Bubba's down in Florida. Huh?
Yeah, and he texts me, and him and the knee camps are listening down at South Florida. So great greetings to them. I hope they're enjoying the weather.
Here's a shot from the right. It's up and no good by Chase Bruns. Rebound comes down to Franklin Monroe. 47-18, Indians with a whopping lead here against the Jets tonight. Indians trying to grab another victory. Top of the key. There's a shot from three-point land. He banked it in. Cade McGlinch.
Yeah, I don't think that was his plan, but it did fall in for a three-pointer.
No, but hey, you know, you'll take him. Inside, the ball's loose. Who's touched it last? They say that Fort Recovery.
Yeah, I think they're going to come over and rule that, actually.
Yep.
Tell you what, these guys actually have done a pretty nice job coming down south. You're never sure what you're going to get, but these guys have done a really good job tonight.
Well, and here's inside pass to Wes Winning. He banks it in from close range. Well, and they've been willing to talk to each other and change the call if it's not been right.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They have been working well together when they see the wrong call.
49-21 now. Indians with a huge lead. And they're going to call a foul on the Indians, I think, there. Again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And the coach for Franklin Monroe, Troy Myers, is...
He's a little frustrated at this
saying,
point.
I think he's saying, let's call it the same way on both ends, I think is what he's saying. There's the ball that got loose but picked up by the Jets. Shots up from the free throw line. No good by Kyle Wrestler, and Micaiah Cox gets the rebound. And now the Indians throw it away, but they say it was tipped. Tipped by Franklin Monroe.
Yeah, Darian tried to make a little cross-court skip pass, and FM got their hands on it.
Right side to Chase Bruns. Over to Speedy Shane in the middle there to Micaiah Cox. Wide open underneath was Wes winning. Wes is having a nice game, and so is Micaiah.
Yeah, they're doing well, working well together, and Wes getting some buckets inside.
30-point lead now, 51-21. Here's a three-point shot. It's no good off the mark. Rebound comes to Speedy Shane. Over to Darian Sheffer, who'll bring it down. Sheffer, a fantastic start tonight.
Yeah, he's played really well so far.
4 of 7 from three-point land in the first half. Here's Sheffer trying to feed inside to Micaiah, and it's knocked away by higher Franklin Monroe.
Yeah, that was a tough pass there. He tried to throw it through three people, and probably Coach Bruns is telling him not a real good pass there, Darian.
51-21. 30-point lead here for the Indians. Here is Darian Sheffer. He banks it off the glass and got it to go down.
Tough shot there, high off the glass, and another bucket for Darian. He's got 16 on the night.
Great night for Darian Sheffer. Here's a shot up and a foul on Wes Winning.
Gonna have a whole host of subs coming in here, it looks like, for the Indians.
Yep, Tanner Cook's coming in. So is Jason Reisner. So is Matt Benn. So is Caleb Martin. Free throw line for Franklin Monroe is Ethan Conley. He hits the first one. He'll have one more. As Coach Guggenbiller emptying the bench for the moment.
Probably a good move. You know, you're up 30. Give these guys some playing time and rest some of those guys for a big game next week against Versailles. That could be a big determining game in the MAC.
Second free throw is good. What is our overall record right now? Do you know, varsity?
I believe we are 8-2, I believe, is what we are.
On the left, Tanner Cook. Cook will pass to Caleb Martin in the lane. Turn, spins, fires, wow. Hits!
Nice move by Caleb Bear.
Caleb Martin connecting. 55-23. Franklin Monroe higher goes to the hoop, and he's fouled.
Good block by Caleb Martin, but they're going to get Chase Bruns, I think, with the hold there. That's going to be Chase's first foul.
We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. The holidays have flown by for us, and now we are ready to get back to some regular schedules. We are starting this year off with some great deals to help everyone's budget. Stop by to check out our Markdown Madness. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Heyer hits the free throw. Zach Heyer for Franklin Monroe. So the Indians have the ball. Here's Chase Bruns. He'll feed to Caleb Martin. Turns, fires, and misses on a three-pointer right off the front of the rim. And rebound Franklin Monroe. Oh, there was traveling. No call.
Coach Guggenbauer agreed with you there, Rob.
But they threw it away, so justice prevails.
And there's a foul on number one.
Yep.
Wrestler.
Kyle Wrestler called for the foul. Kyle is a 5'9 sophomore for Franklin Monroe. They've got their numbers on one page and their facts about the kids on another page, so it's kind of hard to pick up all this stuff. This Conley kid, though, only a freshman.
Yeah, nice-looking player. He's got a brother, I think, that's a junior that'll be back after 13 games because he has to sit out because of the transfer rule.
Chase Bruns hits a two, almost a three. Makes it 57-25. Higher with the ball outside. Spin moves, goes to the hole, and misses the layup. Rebound Tanner Cook.
And the frustration foul there by Higher.
So Tanner will go. Nope, no 1-on-1 yet.
Going to be second team foul on FM. That's Higher's second foul.
Landon Peters comes in. Here comes Fort Recovery's Matt Benn down the court across the timeline. He will go to the left to feed Jason Reisner. Now to Caleb Martin. Two new kids in the boys program this year that are, I think, are really going to be contributors. Of course, Matt Benn in the varsity, and then the Reese kid, the Reese Rogers, in the JV, on the JV team.
Yeah, both of them pretty solid players. You know, Matt does a lot of good things. He's not going to do things he can't. Great spin move by Caleb Martin, up for two. Caleb having a nice night. He's got 9 on the game.
And he's only a junior. He'll be back next year to guide that Indian football team to hopefully another state appearance. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Nice
inside
little steal.
Ethan Conley puts it up and in.
And that is possible, Rob. I mean, they got a lot of guys coming back on that football team, so that is very possible.
On the left is Tanner Cook. Right side to Chase Bruns. Back on the left to Tanner Cook. Over it goes. Caleb Martin back around the horn.
We're running a little clock here.
Here's Caleb Martin. He hits a 15-footer from the right baseline. For Caleb, he's got 11 tonight.
Probably Caleb's best game of the year so far. Ah, there's one where Chase should have steeled if he had his right hand. He's going down for two. So unfortunately, he gets called for the foul. His second.
Chase Bruns going for the steal out front. Called for the foul. He comes out of the game, and here comes Speedy back in. 1:41 left to go in the third quarter. Brought to you by Cooper Farms for your corn marketing needs. If you want to sell your corn, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Inside, tipped away by Caleb Martin, and Matt Benn came up with it. Now over to Speedy as Benn falls to the floor but gets it over to Brandon. Brandon comes all the way down, feeds off to Caleb Martin, and he lays it in. Assist for Speedy Shane. Caleb with the basket.
Nice job by Speedy to penetrate the gap of the zone and find an easy shot there.
Inside, and there's a foul called on Tanner Cook reaching in.
Maybe Tanner or Jason, maybe. They get Jason Reisner on that one.
Okay. And that should be 1-1, shouldn't it?
No, they only have, where are the team fouls? They have 2 team fouls for Franklin Rowe. 6 for us, so the next one will put Franklin Rowe in the bonus.
Here's the pass on the right side as Franklin Rowe puts it back in play. Here's a pass along the baseline, knocked away. Indians, don't get the steal. Here's a shot from outside. It's up no good. Rebound comes to Tanner Cook. Is missing the shot. There was Brady Hessler. Here's a shot up and no good by the Indians. Rebound Franklin Monroe. Fast break going. It's up and no good. Rebound Caleb Martin. As missing the lay-in was Austin Brown for Franklin Monroe. Boy, they can't get anything to go right for them.
No, they can't. You know, a lot of that's due to our athleticism and length. And Indians are going to look like take the last shot of the quarter here. Going to run a backdoor play here, I believe.
Tanner Cook on the left, and they do. Matt Benn puts it up, no good. Rebound Caleb Martin on the weak side, and he puts it in.
Caleb having a really good quarter here. He's got 15 on the game, probably about 10 this quarter.
There's a three-point shot by Ethan Conley with 3.5 seconds to go. And
wow.
For some reason, Franklin Monroe calls timeout. We'll be back right after this. 3.5 seconds, they call time. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the task you do without sacrificing comfort. That's being called New Holland Smart. Choose from 4 models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, 2-wheel drive or 4-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription drug plans and lower your overall costs. Our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff can help you find smart ways to save. So just bring in your prescriptions to any Calp Pharmacy location or call Calp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and start saving. Calp Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Indians inbound the pass here after the strange timeout by Franklin Monroe. And
yeah, I don't know what the deal with that one. I wouldn't have burned one with 3.7 seconds left.
Maybe he just...
I guess when you're down 25 and you're frustrated, who knows? Looks like Cade Wendell's going to come into the game for the Indians. Going to see his first varsity action ever.
He had a nice junior varsity game tonight as Cade had 12 points in the contest. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, fourth quarter coming up, and thanks again to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Well, we're going to beat Pittsburgh, Ohio tonight. Let's hope that the Bengals can beat Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania tonight.
Yeah, right now it's 0-0. Been checking it here on Twitter.
Franklin Monroe will toss it in to start the fourth quarter. I'm Rob Weaver with Jeff Vaughn. Jeff sitting in for Jeff Hobbs tonight. Right side it goes. Back inside to Conley. He puts it up and missed it. Nice play, but didn't go down. Rebound comes to Caleb Martin. Matt Benn over it goes to Cade Wendell. Cade will pass over to Caleb Martin. Cross-court pass on the left to Jason Reisner. There's Matt Benn with the ball now. Benn will dump it to Caleb Martin at the free throw line. Back on the right side, it goes to Cade Wendell. Back out to Benn. Caleb Martin on the left baseline. There's Tanner Cook. No good. Couldn't get it to go down.
Don't
rebound on Franklin Monroe. Here come the Jets. There's a shot from 17. Bingo. He got it. On the play there was Cade McGlinch hitting that shot. Cade Wendell on the right side. He'll pass back out to Matt Benn into Caleb Martin, and Caleb lost it, picked up by Cade Wendell. Left side, Jason Reisner. Reisner goes in the corner to Tanner Cook, back outside to Reisner. Here's Martin with it. He'll pass on the right to Cade Wendell. It's up no good. Rebound comes down to Franklin Monroe. Stolen by Caleb Martin, and he lays it in.
Nice job by Caleb staying with it and getting the layup.
Was he thinking about playing football in college? You have any idea?
No, not right now. I know he's been to a lot of camps, and I think it'll be big summer for him to decide what happens there.
I'm sure he's going to get a lot of offers after that state finals performance. They're 67-32, folks, is the score. Indians are rolling tonight, just romping over Franklin Monroe. Here's Heyer with a drive. He misses it. He is fouled. 6:11 to go.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if we see any more of the Indian starters back in this game, Rob.
No, I'm sure not. Well, I shouldn't say that because you never know. But
yeah, you never know. But
so the girls win today, both the girls' varsity and the junior varsity. The boys' JV team wins in a really hard-fought physical game. Fun to watch, though. I kind of enjoyed that myself.
Yeah, it was a good game, actually.
And the varsity's going to win here as Heyer, Zach Heyer, hits both free throws to make it 67-34. There's Cade Wendell on the left. He'll drive and has the ball knocked away from him, stolen by Franklin Monroe. Here come the Jets down the court. They will pass back outside. Over on the right wing, there's Brady Hessler with it. Shots up and good underneath. Nope, Hessler actually took that shot.
Yeah, Brady. Hessler.
Timeout called by Franklin Monroe. 67-36, 5:47 to go in the game. On the fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Now is the time to set up your lawn care program with Nature's Green Nursery. Early season pre-emergent applications are very important to prevent crabgrass and control weeds. A complete season-long approach from Nature's Green Nursery will make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. I'm Steve Stone, and when it comes to your lawn and landscape and its care, I assure you that Nature's Green Nursery offers the best. Call Nature's Green Nursery at 419-375-2322 today for a free estimate on your lawn care plan and a prepaid discount.
Once again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and those Makita tools as well. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and two more subs come in. Jeff?
Yeah, we have number 31, Peyton Judy, a 6'3 freshman, and number 20, 6'4 sophomore, Ryan Braun. So three guys off the JV team in here playing.
Still 5.5 minutes to go in this game. Indians are leading 67-36 now. There's Ryan Braun on the right to Jason Reister. He'll dump it down low. There's a shot by Tanner Cook. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound comes to Braun. Missed the shot. It's actually blocked. But the Indians get the rebound. Judy came up with the rebound. Here's Cade Wendell with it. Back to Judy in the corner. Fires and misses. Rebound out of bounds. Going to be, I think, Frank Monroe's ball.
Yeah. Went off Cade Wendell, I believe.
So the Jets have the ball back. Of course, Indians are not pressing anymore.
Nah, they're just falling back half-court man-to-man defense and just want to get out of here with everybody healthy and get home safely.
So next Friday against Versailles is the next game, huh?
Yeah, that's a huge MAC game here for the Indians. Both teams undefeated in the MAC. Versailles has a really good player in Justin Arnes. He's a 6'5 sophomore, averaging about 25 a game, being highly recruited by a lot of different schools.
Had a foul called on Fort Recovery. That was whistled on Ryan Braun and Ethan Conley at the free throw line, and he hits the first free throw to make it 67-37. Back to a 30-point game. I'm not sure what the biggest lead was a moment ago, but it's about 35, I think.
Yeah, probably around 35, I would have to guess.
Conley hits the free throw again to make it 67-38. Indians with the ball. Cade Wendell on the left to Peyton Judy. Cross-court pass to Jason Reister. He'll bomb a three, and he got it.
Good-looking stroke there by Jason and getting in the scoreboard now.
70-38. Inside to Conley, he lays it in for the Franklin Monroe Jets as the Indian defense broke down there. 70-40 now. Fort Recovery coming down. Again, they were able to thump Parkway last night. Here's a shot by Ryan Braun. No good, just off the mark. And
gonna be knocked out by Tanner Cook there.
Final score in that Parkway game last night was 67-42 as the Indians jumped out to a 25-7 lead at the first quarter. Franklin Monroe with the ball. There's a foul on Tanner Cook. Real quickly, leading the team last night in scoring was Darian Sheffer with 17, 13 for Micaiah Cox, and 10 for Chase Bruns. Foul was whistled on, again, Tanner Cook. At the line, free throws up and good by Brady Hessler. He'll have one more. How's your lovely wife doing?
Good, good. She really likes her new job, and things are going well for her. So she's at home tonight taking down Christmas decorations and doing laundry.
Boy, you're making it tough on her.
I know. She's all home by herself, so she's probably enjoying it.
Shots up, no good by Cade Wendell. Knocked out of bounds off of Cade, I believe.
I know. I texted her and said, I'm doing the game with Radio Rob, and she said she was going to turn her on and listen. So if she's listening at home, we'll be home here shortly, hopefully.
Still 4 minutes to go in the game. Of course, I'm proud to claim her as a Jay County kid, you know.
So. Yeah, I know. She always talks about serving you coffee when she was at McDonald's every morning.
Shots up and good. Three-pointer by Franklin Monroe. Brady Hessler. Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I always give her crap because she's been like employee of the month like 3 or 4 times at McDonald's, so we always give her crap at home about that.
Timeout called here by Franklin Monroe. We'll be back in just a moment.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting in. I found these future recruits hiding in the cornfield.
We are afraid. I saw a black cat walk by the other night.
I know you guys are yellow and have been hiding in the field, but now Cooper Farms needs you.
Sir, why did you not tell us we were going to Cooper Farms? I heard nothing but nice things about them.
Let's go, boys. Fall in. To Cooper Farms we go.
Yay!
Farmers, make your corn happy corn and ship it to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Call them at 1-800-637-7161. That is 1-800-637-7161.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. The holidays have flown by for us, and now we are ready to get back to some regular schedules. We are starting this year off with some great deals to help everyone's budget. Stop by to check out our Markdown Madness. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, action about set to resume here. Indians have the basketball, leading 70-45. Cade Wendell will walk it across the timeline on the left to Peyton Judy. Goes to Ryan Braun at the top of the key. Back to Judy on the left. Over to Cade Wendell. Now right side to Jason Reisner. Inside to Ryan Braun. Back out to Wendell. Wendell drives to the hoop and scoops it up and gets it stuffed out of bounds by Ethan Conley of Franklin Monroe.
Yeah, nice little drive by Cade, but Conley just goes and swats it out of bounds there.
Reisner will pass in to Tanner Cook. Outside, over on the left to Reisner. He'll fire three-point land. It's no good, and there's a foul on Tanner Cook.
They call a foul or just called out of bounds there? Must have just called it out of bounds on Tanner.
I guess so. Because he had one foul a moment ago and they didn't change it. So. Franklin Monroe with the ball. Conley back outside. And the ball goes out of bounds. Who touched it last? Must have been the Indians. We'll have our next broadcast is Thursday at Versailles. The Lady Indians playing at Versailles Thursday night. Here's a pass on the right side. It's up by Heyer. No good on a three. Rebound Ethan Conley. Ball's loose. Conley gets it skipped back. Goes inside. And he's fouled. He'll be at the free throw line. Ethan Conley, the freshman.
Tell you, the kid's going to be a pretty good player. Gets after. He's has 14 points for him. I know he's had 30-some one game this year. So pretty nice addition for him.
Free throws up and good. 70-46. Beautiful new school here at Franklin Monroe. Good again.
Yeah, they definitely did it right here. Beautiful facility.
A lot of great new schools around. Versailles has a nice community school.
Yeah, they do.
Arcanum, they've got a nice new school also. Right side it goes. Which I'm really proud of the state of Ohio because it proves to me that they have a commitment for community schools.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They put a lot of money into the schools here in Ohio, and a lot of people have been able to reap the benefits of the money that they've given out.
Tanner Cook just hit one from the right side to make it a 72-47 game. That's about a 15-footer. So Franklin Monroe has it back once again. Fort Recovery Lumber, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Just a reminder, if you need to enhance the energy efficiency of your home, see the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for those Larson insulated storm windows and storm doors. That's Larson, available at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Install those and they will save you money. Free throw goes up and good, and that's Brady Hessler again. Got some subs coming in.
Tanner Cook's going to come out of the game, and Travis Sutter's going to replace him.
And somebody else come in?
For the Indians, the only one I think was Travis.
Free throw's good again.
Going to have some subs come in here. JV kids.
Cole McGrint McGlinch,
I believe.
Cole McGlinch comes in for...
Had a pretty good JV game, actually, for FM.
Yeah, it was very good. Cade Wendell on the left to Travis Sutter. Here's Ryan Braun. He hits from the free throw line.
Nice shot by Ryan.
74-49 now. Here's a shot from the left side. It's up and good by Brady Hessler. He's having a pretty nice
game. Yeah, he's got 14 now. Taking advantage of going against some of the JV kids.
Cade Wendell goes down to the free throw line. Passing on the right to Peyton Judy. Back out to Cade. He'll fire a three.
Wow, he makes it.
Cade Wendell, it's his first varsity hoop ever.
Yeah, I was trying to think. That might have been Ryan Braun's first bucket, too, as a varsity player.
Right side it goes to Franklin Monroe. They trail 77-51. Here's a three-point shot by Brady Hessler. No good. Rebounds out of bounds off of Franklin Monroe. Always nice to get that first varsity hoop.
Yeah, it is. You know, get the monkey off your back, and it's nice that these guys get some playing time because I know they're in practice working every day with these guys, making them better.
Here comes Cade Wendell down across the timeline. Boot works his way to the left. There's Travis Sutter back outside to Wendell. Over to Peyton Judy. Back to Wendell. Now to Travis Sutter. Sutter will bounce into Braun. He'll turn, fire, and miss. Rebounds knocked around, and Franklin Monroe comes down with the ball. 1:07 to go in the game on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. And
foul.
Who's that on?
Oh, actually on FM Kid. I thought they were going to call it on Cade.
You know, if you have a project in mind, but you're not sure where to go next, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company can design that project for you, come up with the drawings you need, and then provide you with the quality building materials to make that idea a reality. See the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Peyton Judy gets his first bucket in varsity action.
Peyton Judy drills a three from the right side, 80-51. Shots up and good by Franklin Monroe's Landon Peters. 80-51 was the score. Now it's 80-53. Peyton Judy with a three-point shot there. There's Sutter. Go ahead and take the shot.
Yeah, they want to get him in the scorebook, too. Bronny says, I'll take it.
And Ryan misses the shot. Rebound Franklin Monroe. Down to 18 seconds now. Here's a pass down on the left side. Back outside. Jets with the ball. There's a shot from the top of the key. It's no good by Austin Brown. Rebound, Fort Recovery, and they're going to run out the clock.
And all the varsity guys telling Sutter to shoot it from half court. So.
Travis says, I'll wait till the next time. As he hands the ball to the official, and the Indians whip
0-0.
Franklin Monroe, 80-53. You should have told him they...
I should have told him they were down 14-0.
Darian Sheffer walked by and wanted to know what the Bengals score was. Hey, thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll wrap up the game in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixes are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs. Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. Tractor or self-contained hydraulics provide smooth operation and maximum power. A large oil reservoir dissipates heat, decreasing fluid temperature to maximize tractor horsepower. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway. For more information, see K&L Tractor today.
Back at Franklin Monroe, I want to thank our sponsors for making it possible for us to be here tonight. In the reserve game, it was the Indians winning 53-47, coming from behind after trailing at, I think they trailed at the half, did they not?
Yeah, they were down, I think, three at the halftime mark.
Yeah, actually 24-19, I have it right here.
Is that what it was?
And came back and took the lead and never trailed, I think, in that fourth quarter, winning 53-47. It was 15 points for Peyton Judy, 12 apiece for Cade Wendell and Ryan Braun, 10 for Reese Rogers, and 2 apiece for Travis Sutter and Ethan Shane as the reserve team improves to 5-4 on the year with that victory.
Yeah, good weekend for the Indians JV team. They won two this weekend, so that was good to get back on track.
Varsity's now 9-2 with their win tonight.
Yeah, they did a good job. You know, the Indians came out early and often making threes, and that was a huge difference in the ball game, at least setting the tone early.
For the game, Indians shooting 54%.
Wow. Gonna win a lot of games when you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. They shot 58% the first half and 50% in the second half. Wow. And from three-point land, shot 50% for the game.
Wow.
Three-point land, 9 of 18 tonight.
And that's probably the best percentage we've had all year shooting threes, I would think, for sure.
Free throws, not so good. We didn't shoot any in the second half. Only 3 of 9 in the first half for 33%. But, hey, you know, with everything else that went right, you can't complain about that.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
They were 18 of 19 from the foul line. So 18 of their points came from the line. So
they only shot 35% from the field tonight compared to our 54%. They had 22 turnovers. We only had 5. That was a huge difference.
Wow, we had one turnover the whole second half. That was a great job by the Indians. When you have less than 5, you know, 10 turnovers, you're usually happy as a coach, and to have 5 is a really good number.
Well, and then a lot of the half, a good quarter, was the reserve kids.
Yeah, no doubt. And then you also look at, we had 34 field goals, and we had 26 assists. Neil Spencer is lucky this wasn't one of his broadcasts, because he gives $5 for every assist to the local food bank. So Neil would have been paying out a little bit tonight.
29 rebounds for Franklin Monroe and 24 for us, but that's because we had such a great shooting percentage, we didn't have the rebounding opportunities.
Yeah, so there wasn't a whole lot of misses to pick up there. So
Caleb Martin actually led us tonight with 17, 16 for Darian Sheffer, who had a terrific start in the first quarter. 10 points for Micaiah Cox. Chipping in with 7 was Chase Bruns. Also, we had Wes Winning actually had 9 points, then 7 for Chase Bruns. 5 points for Matt Benn, 3 points apiece for Jason Reisner, Cade Wendell, and Peyton Judy. And chipping in with 3 was Brandon Shane, and 2 points for Tanner Cook. So that was the scoring for the Indians. And leading Franklin Monroe, they had 16 points out of Ethan Conley, their freshman, and 14 points for Brady Hessler tonight to be their top two scorers. Real quickly, we've got Chris Guggenbiller with us. Congratulations, Chris. 80-53 victory over Franklin Monroe tonight. And, you know, when you come in and play a team like Franklin Monroe, that came in 3-5 against you, and you know you're favored, you want to go out and take a lead, and boy, they did that tonight.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely the focus tonight. Come out, set the tone early, both offensively and defensively, and we were able to do that. We were able to hit shots right away early in the game, and we got a couple turnovers. We forced a couple turnovers there early in the game, and we were able to, set the tone early that we were the better team out here tonight. And you know, I really applaud the kids on their focus on coming out both in the first quarter and third quarter.
I don't see them, obviously, quite as much as some of the other Fort Recovery fans, but, you know, it's just, to me, it's just night and day between last year and this year. You get credit for that. The team's playing terrific this year.
Yeah, you know, and that has a lot to do with the work that the kids put in this summer. And it has even more credit with just the type of kids that we have. You know, we got kids that really believe in themselves, that want to put in the work, that want to be coached, that want to get better each and every day. And, you know, that's the constant challenge, is what are we going to do today to get better? And you know, we knew coming in here tonight that this could essentially be a toss-up game if FM came out hitting. You know, we had a film on them that they looked a very solid ball club that you didn't want to mess around with. And credit to our kids that they came out here mentally focused and physically were able to do things that we wanted to do.
Boy, Darian, what a start for him, man alive, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. You know, if we get him to shoot the ball and to distribute the ball like he did early in the game, you know, I like our chances. And that added dimension there if he's going to kind of shoot the ball like that. It really helps out Chase. You know, Chase is our other better shooter, and then just opens things up down low for Wes and Mike to operate.
Everybody scored tonight except. And he didn't take a shot. So
he had a couple opportunities there. But like I told Coach Overton there, it's like you can't force an unselfish kid to do a selfish act. And that's what Travis. He's the ultimate team guy, and he's going to play within the system and do what he's told. And you know he's not going to make selfish plays. And you know even though down the stretch we were trying to get him a shot, they just weren't quite good enough shots, and he's not going to take those. So.
Real quickly, we'll let you get out of here. I know you want to get back and watch that Bengals game tonight, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I guess there is a Bengals game. Isn't there? I haven't heard.
We were going to tell Darian that the Bengals were ahead 14-0, but we decided not to do
that. Yeah, you know, he broke out his Steelers socks. Darian always has a little flavor, and the Steelers socks were tonight, so hopefully that'll be the last time we're seeing those socks here.
Real quickly, the Versailles game coming up. Big one on Friday.
Yeah, big one. You know, Versailles is probably going to be, you know, the best team that we faced this year. They're long, they're athletic, they're skilled, and they do a lot of things good. You know, I think they're sitting at about 9-2 right now with losses to athletic teams and Dunbar and CJ. So, you know, we like to think we can, we got them at home, you know, and it comes down to us, you know, doing things correctly, physically, mentally, maximizing our possessions, and just continuing that focus.
Hey, congratulations, Chris, and again, good luck next Friday.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Chris Guggenbiller, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. The Indians whip Franklin Monroe tonight, 80-53. Once again,
for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.